So now we're going to get to the actual bracha of Birchas HaTorah. First we're going to go through the brachas. We're going to explain them. We're going to first translate the actual words so we understand what we're saying. And then we'll try to understand what is going on. Like, did you ever wonder, how many brachas is Birchas HaTorah? One? Maybe two? Maybe three? Definitely not one. This is Baruch Atah Hashem Le'Melchum Hashem Keshem Fesvotzen Lasek B'Divrei Seira Ham Lamed Her Lama Yisrael Asher Baruch Habonu. It's a Baruch HaBirchas HaTorah, right? So what is it? Is it a Birchas HaNenin, which means that I'm having Hanor from something? Before I want to eat an apple, I have to make a Baruch HaBirchas HaNenin. I'm going to have Hanor from something. Is it a Birchas HaMitzvah? Before I pick up a lulav and an esrig, before I'm going to hold it in the proper way, I have to make a bracha on the lulav and esrig, the Birchas HaMitzvah. What is Birchas HaTorah? What is it? But regardless of what it is, where do you see that you make more than one bracha? Abaye Priyates, you make one bracha. A Shachiyanu Sef. Someone need a new fruit, they make a Abaye Priyates, then you can make a Shachiyanu after. But in terms of the brachas, why is there more than one? So first, let's translate the words, and then we're going to discuss a little bit about the actual brachas. Baruch Atah Hashem, we've discussed at length of what those words mean. You can go to previous shiurim of what those mean. Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, our God, the King of the universe, Asher Kiddishonu B'Mitzvoisav, that He has sanctified us with His commandments, with His mitzvahs. V'tzivanu lasek v'divrei Torah, and He commanded us to be oisik, to engross ourselves v'divrei Torah, in the words of the Torah. And the Goyin we mentioned before already, when he types reads this pasuk, we'll read it again according to the Goyin. Not the Goyin specifically on this bracha, but on all brachas like this. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, Elokeinu Melech HaOlam, our God, the King of the universe, Asher Kiddishonu B'Mitzvoisav, who has sanctified us with His mitzvahs, Kama! And in that, wonderful! We blessing the Baruch Nisho Olam because He gave us mitzvahs and we're Makadosh with these mitzvahs. But you want to know why I'm going to do this mitzvah now? Come, stop right over here. Why am I going to do this mitzvah? For one reason. V'tzivanu l'asik b'divrei Torah. Because He commanded. Not because He was mekadosh us, not because of any other reason. The reason is because He commanded us. End of story. V'harivno, sweeten, please. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem our God. Es divrei seiroscha, the words of your Torah. Befinu in our mouth, Urafiyas Amcha Beis Yisrael, in the mouths of your people, Beis Yisrael, the house of Yisrael, Venia, that we may be Anachnu, we, Vetzetzainu, and our offspring, Vetzetzoi Tzetzainin, the offspring of our offspring, Tzetzoi Amcha Beis Yisrael, and the offspring of your people, Beis Yisrael, the house of Yisrael, Kulonu Yoide Shemecha, all of us who know your name, we know the Rebbeinu Shalom's name. V'loim dei sarasecha, and study your Torah lishma, for the right purpose, like we said from the Goyin again. You know why? V'tzivanu, not for any other reason. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, hamalamed, Torah lama Yisrael, who teaches Torah to His people, Yisrael. And then we say another bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, alaykeinu melech ha'olam, v'ki our God, the King of the universe, asher baruch habonu mikol ha'amim, He selected us from all of the peoples and other nations, v'nosan lanu es Torah soy, and He gave us es Torah soy, His Torah, the Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah. It's not ours until we take hold of it. We can't make it our Torah, but it's Rebbeinu Shalom's Torah. Baruch atah Hashem, blessed are you Hashem, noisin haTorah, the giver of the Torah. Just yesterday, somebody asked me a question on last week's parsha. He wanted to know, Avraham Avinu, he wants to do chesed, he wants to do chesed. He's standing outside, it's a hot sunny day, he's waiting for guests, he needs to do chesed, he needs to do chesed. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. So the person asked me, he doesn't understand. Chesed is where a situation arises where it's necessary that you can, where the situation occurs that I can help someone, I can achieve, you know, I can accomplish a mitzvah by helping someone. I see an old lady who needs help, I can do a chesed. I see a person who needs money, who needs whatever, I can do a chesed. So I can do a chesed. But if there's no situation here, there's no mitzvah. If I'm sitting in my house and I can't do a chesed now. I'm lacking something? Chesed is where an opportunity arises, that's where you want to do chesed. Why was it so important and imperative, Avraham Avinu, chesed, chesed, chesed? We know that Avraham Avinu is a pillar of chesed. He's the Amor HaChesed, he stands for chesed. Wonderful, beautiful. But why is Avraham Avinu, listen, Avraham Avinu should go back into his tent, it's hot outside, he can't do chesed with anybody. Sit alone.
If this is his job in life, he feels like he's not doing anything. He's not. He has no purpose. He has no meaning.
He has no purpose. That's all he is. He's the pillar of chesed, and he stands for chesed.
When
is an opportunity? But there's not. It's the sun is. It's boiling hot. It's 700 degrees outside. There's no one coming. There's nothing to do. Leave it alone. But you're close. You're close. You have to just extrapolate a little bit more. You gotta take it to the next level. And get much deeper.
A person who's a regular Baal Chesed,
that's not
a guy who, when it comes his way, he does what he can.
No, but he couldn't
but
do anything. Let's back up. Yeah. You're right. A person who sits in his house and closes his door and hopes no one's gonna bother him to do Chesed, you're not gonna call him Baal Chesed. Avraham Avinu had nowhere to go. He said he can run for miles. He was in a desert. He can run forever. He's not going to find anyone. So Avram was sad. It says Avram was sad. He was upset. He couldn't do chesed. He couldn't do it. Now, if you want to tell me is that he could do it, he's sitting in his house. He's closing his doors. He's shutting off the light. Hopes no one sees him. Oh, he's not doing chesed, but no one knows he's there. He's hoping no one's going to look at him. People, when you see collectors come, a lot of times people, they start hiding. They don't want them to come. They're going to say, oh, he didn't get stuck. The guy didn't come. But he's hiding. Avraham Avinu wanted to do chesed. He walked outside. There's nowhere. He can't walk. He didn't have a car. He didn't have a plane. He couldn't get anywhere. So he couldn't do chesed. So what's the big deal? He couldn't do chesed. Stay inside. When people will be around, you'll get to do it.
Now,
Avraham Avinu is greater than that. You're belittling Avraham Avinu to say that's nature. Avraham Avinu is a much higher madriga. Okay. It's not his nature. Avraham Avinu was a pillar of chesed. But what does it mean? The Nefesh HaChaim says, based on the Gemara tells us there were 2,000 years of Toihu, void, there was emptiness. There was 2,000 years of the Bria of Sa'olam is called Torah, and the next 2,000 years we know is the Bria of Mashiach. 2,000 years of Torah. Where's the 2,000 years of Torah? Har Sinai, the Kabbalah of Torah was not until into the 2,000 years. It wasn't at 2,000 years. So you're going to tell me that the split is the first 2,000 years is not Torah, Tayu. The next 2,000 is Torah. Then Har Sinai, Kabbalah of Torah should have happened in the year 2000. But it didn't.
Why?
Because that's when Torah. You tell me the second 2,000 years is Torah. But if we didn't get to Torah until into the 2,000 years, so how could you call the whole 2,000 years Torah? We didn't get the Torah to the year 2000. 2001, 2002. We didn't get the years for 100.
How did you get it within the 2000?
No, but I'm going to tell you, that doesn't work like that. It has to be the entire time. You can't say there's a 2000. You can't call it 2,000 years of Torah.
Before you get it.
You have to keep the Torah before you get it. The Mamash almost mecham to the Nefesh HaChaim. Almost. The Nefesh HaChaim of Chaim Volozhin says that when Avraham Avinu, Pashtus Avraham Avinu is a 52, the Machlokes is of when he came to the recognition of the Ribono Shel Olam, but in the year 2000, Torah came down to the world already. It wasn't Kabbalah HaTorah, it wasn't that the Torah in its Shlemus, but we know, we're already learning the Parashas HaTorah now, that Avraham Avinu had mitzvahs. He didn't have the Bismillah, the whole bunch of things. So Torah, it wasn't complete. There was no Kabbalah, but in the year 2000 already, there was already Torah. Now, Chazal tell us numerous times that what keeps the world going? What did I tell you before this year? Torah! Torah keeps the world going. Without Torah, there's no Kabbalah, there's no world. There's no world. End of the story. Now, what happened the first 2,000 years? There was no Torah. So we've already established now that from the year 2000 on, there was already some level of Torah. What happened before that? So there's Oilam Chesed Yibon. It was a tremendous Chesed of the Rabbeinu Shalom that he said, I'm going to wait till 2,000 years, and on the Chesed, even though really the world should not exist, because there's no Torah yet, I'm going to keep the world going, because in the year 2000, the Torah is going to be there. However, as we explained, according to Nefesh HaChaim, it's not complete yet. Until Kabbalah HaTorah, the Torah, you can't say that the Torah is down here completely. So you want to know why Avraham was sad that he couldn't do Chesed? because he needed the chesed still in the world. We need chesed now also, but the chesed at that point was what was sustaining the world. In the first 2,000 years and until Kabbalah Satayr, part of what was sustaining the world was chesed. You needed the chesed as well. After the Kabbalah Satayr, it's a mitzvah. It's a beautiful mitzvah. It's a wonderful mitzvah. It's a mitzvah in Torah to do chesed. But it's not what's sustaining the world. After Kabbalah Satayr, there's one thing that sustains the world. Torah. Nothing else. So Avraham Avinu was concerned when he couldn't do chesed, he was concerned that the whole world would be wiped out. Because without chesed in the world, Avraham Avinu was the conduit down here to bring chesed into the world, and without chesed there would be no world. It was Torah, but it was too small. The Torah wasn't in its shlemus yet to keep the world going, not until Kabbalah Satayr. Perhaps that's the pshat over there. Now, we're going to read from the Torah. We're going to start with the Torah. We'll read a few words from the Torah. Then we're going to go to Shulchan Aruch. And then we're going to say an absolutely, absolutely hafadigalavosh. It says in the Torah, Birchas HaTorah, the brachas of the we make Birchas HaTorah, Birchas HaTorah Ma'oid, Tzarech Lizarbo. You have to be very, very, very careful with Birchas HaTorah. K'deis in Adarim, like it says in the Gemara in Adarim. In Perek Eil in Adarim, Neimat Tamidei Chachamim Ein Metzuyin, not say the name Tamidei Chachamim. How come Tamidei Chachamim do not have children that come out of them who are Tamidei Chachamim? Ravina Amar, Nesha Ein Mevorachim B'Torah Tchila, because they do not make a bracha on Torah first. The Omer Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, Ma'id Yechsev Mi Ha'ish HaChacham V'Yovin Ezois, who is the man, the wise one who understands this? Hashadav Dibar Pi Hashem Eilov, V'Yagid Amar Av the Oretz, why did the land be lost? Why did Klai Yisrael, why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? Why were Klai Yisrael sent out of Eretz Yisrael? They asked the Chachamim, the Nevi'im, and the Malachi Asharis. They couldn't explain it. At Shepirshu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ba'atzmai, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself explained it. You want to know why? Shenemar Vayomer Hashem Al Ozvam Esteirasi, because they left my Torah. You want to know why they got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael? You want to know why the Beit HaMikdash got destroyed? Because they left my Torah. They didn't follow the Torah, they didn't listen to my voice. What does it mean? It says, they didn't listen to me, they didn't go in the path. What does that mean? If you just said, they didn't make a bracha on Birchas HaTorah. Zok the Beis Yosef. On this tour, he says, so first he quotes the tour, Birchas HaTorah, Ma'oid Tzarech, Lizar, Baruch, Lizar, Ben Darm, Perek, Bas, Nei, Mat, Tam, Chochom, Eim, Shein, Lazim, Dein, Tam, Chom, Rabin, Am, Nei, Shein, Baruch, Tzarech, Tchila, like we just said. B'tchilas, Oskam, B'torah, B'chol, Yoyim, V'tamid, Tachachom, V'tech, Shehem, Zihirim, Lasek, B'torah, V'regilim, Bo, Einem, Zihirim, Lavor, Kishapoyschen, Loim, Mikhaim, Birchasa, Kidachsiv, and Nia, Nachnu, V'tzatzainu, Loim, De Sayah, Kach Chosev Shom Hashem Mefarish Hamefarish Rabbeinu Agudel Mariyazal Chosev Shatam Sheein Mzoich Mabam Tanichom Sheein Mevorchem B'Teru Hu Lefi Shema Acha Sheein Mevorchem Al Teru. So they learned Teru. They were big learners, but they didn't make the bracha first. So he explains. The fact that they didn't make a bracha on Teru, Moirish Ein Kari Naisu Lishma, that told us that they weren't doing it Lishma. They were doing it because they enjoyed the knowledge. It was nice, they enjoyed the Torah. But they weren't doing it lishma. They did it like a job. People have a job. People that do all different types of jobs. What's the main job? How do you make money? Torah. They made it like a job. They weren't zeicha to the shalshelas haTorah, which we know for three generations. The Torah is, if you can keep on, if it gets passed along from one generation to the next, it keeps on going forever. But you have to have it lishma. He says, how do we know this? Right? So we say is that what happened? They came and they asked the Nevi'im, the Chachamim, they asked Malachi Yisharis. No one could understand why they got sent out of Eretz Yisrael. Now, we all know that the Torah is what keeps the world running. So if they weren't learning the Torah, then what did they have to ask for? Why aren't the Nevi'im? Why aren't the Chachamim? Why don't they answer right away? Do we want to know why? Of course I can tell you, because they weren't learning Torah. Right? So obviously we learn from that they didn't answer. They said, we don't know. Teaches us that it wasn't because they weren't learning Torah, because they were in fact learning Torah. And that's why the Chachamim didn't have an answer. We have no idea. The generation is learning Torah unbelievable. So why, Taka, did they get thrown out? That's why Kadosh Baruch Hu had to come and to say, explain that the reason is because they didn't make a bracha first. It's easy. It's everyone knows. It's easy to explain if they weren't learning Torah. Certainly they were Isaac and Torah all the time. So that's why they were perplexed. The Chum and the Neviim were like, wow, we have no idea. We're a generation, we'll learn tons of Torah. Why did this happen? Until HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and said, only the Rebbe HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's deep in our hearts. That it wasn't mean they didn't make bracha on Torah first. It wasn't so important the Torah to them. They did it, but it wasn't so important to them. It wasn't b'neim kol kach shiroyel levarachala. It wasn't so important they should make a bracha. But learn Torah. But it wasn't so important. So how you Isaac and Balashma? Because they weren't Isaac and Lashma. Mitaych kach how you mezalzalim bebir brachaseha, and they were mezalzal. They made it light. Of the brachas, v'hainu lehochu bok, lema bekavan asa, v'lishma, a'elu divi harav v'chosidah v'him norm ruim. He says that, v'yish'amam adkan l'shen haran. So he says that it's very clear that if you don't makshiv Torah, you could learn Torah. There are people that could learn 24 hours a day. If they're not makshiv Torah, he says it's not good. Because you can only, if you're working, and you makshiv Torah, and you come to a shir for a half an hour, and you makshiv it, and you say birchas Torah in the morning, and you can't learn the whole day, but you makshiv it, that's what's important. That's the Torah in the Beis Yosef. It says, in the Beis Yosef, Lizorah, in birchas HaTorah deiraisu midrabonon, like we discussed before, is birchas HaTorah deiraisu midrabonon, I am b'zeh p'nei Moshe, v'pichodesh kodesh yam poistim d'havim deiraisu. The pre-chodesh paskin is today raisa. We're not coming in and stopping in beer. Come on, chayzim bracha la brachas. I got the lucka mid the raisa. Ela bracha achas. Yada. What's the difference? We have to do it. If it's the bonan or the raisa, the only difference is if it's the raisa and you're not sure if you said it. Tzofik the raisa, you have to go lachum and you have to say it again. It says in the Prima Gadol. He says ayin taz umilas mo'oid very. You have to be tzarich lizar mo'oid very much so. Ayin bach. Look in the Bach. Hamachochem regilim b'teruv va'imdim koydim abayker v'shoichem b'erchad teruv. Like Cain tzarech z'yus m'oid ne'achas sh'oinid godol sh'av d'arz v'en zoich levent hamachochem. You should know that people that get up early in the morning and they learn a lot of teruv, but it's a terrible thing if they don't make a bracha. If they're not machshav the teruv, if they don't make it, they're not learning teruv l'shmo. We see what happened. The Chayisal got thrown out of Eretz Yisrael because of it. We have to be zoring it. Ne'imala yomushim pichov zarecha blame l'shmo gam b'sen mefurish habach mepirish habach. Hey, Vanti, Hadaramu Eretz Tzvi, because the Matzvi in Eretz Masik Basari is a Tzvi, a deer. The skin is, does not hold the flesh. He Eretz Yisrael Ata Rak Mahalach Yeng Echad La'ark, or the Rach Lashesh Jonan, Mashkos, the Al Shech, the Nevi'im, Mahayaki Emes Kotnu Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael is a small land. Rak is Man Shesh Hashwaras Kedushas Mesachheves. When there's a Kedusha in the land, it broadens. Like a deer. We compare a deer. A deer's skin. It's very, very taut over the animal. If you take it, you know, it's like when you take, you know, you open up a box, and you get a package, a big box, and you open it up, and you take it out, and you say, it's no good, let me put it back in the box. You try to get it in the box, it never closes right, you can never figure out how they put all those pieces, it never happened to you. So the tzvi, if you take off the skin of a deer, it's actually very taut on it, there's no way you're getting it back on the animal. Because it expands, the skin expands as it grows, it's very, very tight and it goes. So he's saying is that we have, that Eretz Yisrael is a very small land. Kedusha is what makes it broader, makes it bigger. With that, it's a very small land. As long as the person is Isaac and Torah Lishma, the Torah, every word of the Torah is Shmoisav, are names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As we said from the Vilna Goyim. Remember the Vilna Goyim? What happens? The brother of the Vilna Goyim. The Vilna Goyim wrote a Spirish on Kamat every part of the Torah. He wrote on the Chumash, he wrote on the Shulchan Aruch, he wrote on the Zayah, he wrote on the Shulchan Aruch. You name it, he wrote on everything. There's one thing you can't find from the Goyim. What is that? Sefer HaMitzvahs. The Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam, the Rambam, there's many, many Sefer Mitzvahs, but there's no Sefer Mitzvahs in the Goyim. Why not? So the brother of the Goyim says, because you should know that every word of Torah is a mitzvah. Every word of Torah is a Kadosh Baruch Hu's name, but there's a mitzvah each and every one. So to have, to say, not, there is a concept that 613 mitzvahs, it's true. But it's really endless. That's just, there's a breakdown. Yes, the 613 mitzvahs, but every word of Torah is a mitzvah. Everything is a mitzvah. So he didn't want to focus, that we should focus on, yes, it was done, and it was not, he didn't necessarily say it shouldn't be done. And the Rambam did it, and the Rambam did it, and many, many people did it. But you should understand that everything is mitzvahs. Everything is a Shem Hashem. They say, you figure out all the words, it's all Shem Hashem. That's the whole Torah. Because they were doing it for Gashmi, they enjoyed it. Back and forth, very nice. Geschmack, knowledge. It means that the land itself got lost. It means the land shrunk. The land of Eretz Yisrael, when there's Torah in there, it expands. When the Torah is not there, it shrinks. So we see there's definitely a concept to say that it's actually, literally, a mitzvah from the Eretz. Fine. Now we're going to read the Levush. The Levush is unbelievable. It's Oyim Benayim. He's going to discuss what we discussed in the beginning here about all these brachas here. What's going on here? V'chein yesh leim v'harev. We say v'harev now with a vav. Why is there a vav? Ki bracha achas yim lasa v'devetere. That's one bracha. So we say bracha atar shan lekin lecham ashek shan lasa v'devetere. V'harev now. That's all one bracha. Til ham lam etere lam Yisrael is one bracha. That's what the Levush explains it. Okay? Remember, there's two still though. So we have two brachas. We have from bracha atar shan lekin lecham ashek kedishan lecham lasa v'devetere. Til ham lam etere lam Yisrael is bracha one. And Asher Bracha Abano is Bracha number 2. So we have 2 Brachas. And he says, V'lchem ein lanes, Amen acher lasib l'yotayr, Shein ein amen b'amtsar Bracha. You don't answer Amen after the Haravna. V'nir li, Shein hechrach, T'dil mein pesachas Bracha. He discusses why there's a Baruch in the beginning and at the end. Now let's get to the good part. Oy yesh Bracha achas al tayr. There's another Bracha. So we have 1 Bracha we just said. What's the other one? That's the same bracha that we know that we make a bracha when you get an aliyah. And after they were misakin it for the tzibur, they also misakin it that each individual should say it before he says any psukim. So there's 2 brachas every morning that we make brachas atayr. The Eilat Maya, I don't have a question. Don't have that question. You had that question before. You figured it out at the beginning of the year. The Eilat Maya. Why don't we make a bracha after? You sit down and have 10 cookies. You're going to make a bracha before. You're going to make a bracha after. Why don't you make a bracha after we learn Torah? If a guy gets aliyah, he goes up, makes a bracha, and when he's done, he's finished now. So he makes a bracha after, right? You make a bracha after, before and after. 2 brachas when you get aliyah. Right? How many brachas do you make last time you get aliyah? 2. Wonderful. You make one before one after. You have to learn day and night. Every minute you have to learn. So how can you make a bracha achrayim? A bracha achrayim means I'm finished. I ate 10 cookies, I finished my 10 cookies, I'm going to make a bracha achrona. I got an aliyah, I heard them say the 10th sukkah, the 20th sukkah, whatever many sukkah it was, I'm done. So you make a bracha achrona. But in the Torah, there's no end. You can't stop. There's no point by day or night you can say, I'm done. Done. It's not bracha achrona, it's when you're done. That's why it's a good minute. You gotta listen to this. That's why we say two brachas every morning. Why? One of those brachas, the first one he says, is a bracha achrayna from yesterday's Torah. It's a new day. You have a new din of learning Torah now. So when you wake up in the morning, your first bracha is a bracha achrayna. It's a bracha achrayna alima chalama esmo shahayochal a bracha kardim lochinash yashim in time. You weren't allowed to make a bracha until you fell asleep and you slept through the night. You weren't allowed to make a bracha before. So you wake up in the morning, make a bracha. Davi yashina hesig, avi shap rachra. Vein lema shayochal a bracha shahasig lama esmo kachal alisham da chayv lahanez lahavez ba afil mitasi achi yishtak avishina. And you gotta learn until you're falling asleep. You say, well, I'll do it right before I go to sleep. No. You're supposed to be learning Torah till the second you fall asleep. So you can't make the bracha before. You can't make it before you go to sleep. So when do you make it? You make it in the morning. Make a bracha achrona. Beautiful. How go by the come on saying, we can't eat the achal of bracha, the bracha shem rishnasa. You didn't know that, did you? The ha bracha shniya hi nach shev is the bracha rishayna. The second bracha, asher bracha banu, is the bracha rishayna. Today, sir. That's on the bracha that I'm making it. So the first bracha you should have in mind according to Lavush. This is where yesterday's Torah. And asher bracha banu was on today's Torah. New bracha.
So if a guy is turning 13 and spends bar mitzvah, this is the first time that he's chayiv to learn Torah, he should start with the second bracha?
No, he's bar mitzvah by night already. He's mechayiv by night already. He's mechayiv by night. He's bar mitzvah the night before. The night before, you make the bracha tayyib and misakin in the morning. But the night before, he already had to learn. So when he wakes up in the morning, like last night, he already had to learn Yad Chiyuv. That's a bracha achrayna. Rav Yishalki Zehoi Lanu Hakten Bracha Asher Bracha Bonu Koyed Masa Dere Seir. The last Labo Mashma V'tiya Bracha Asher Bracha Bonu Nesher Es Limud Shal Esmo V'last Ek Mashim Oyem V'kama Kom Hayol V'gav Yishalki Zehoi Tiknu L'Bracha Rishayna L'Chol Gam King Al Bracha Rishayna. He says that maybe Asher Bracha Bonu should really be a last Ek B'divre Seir. It sounds like to be toil and Teir should be today's Bracha really. But I'm saying the other way around. He says is that L'maisa, because when you get an aliyah, Asher Bracha Banu is the first bracha, you make it before, so therefore we're misaking it over here also as the bracha before the learning. Remember, the second bracha of Birchas HaTorah that we say in the morning is the bracha before the learning. The first one, Alas of the Vesera, is the one after. And then he says, interesting, he doesn't write the Levush is a halacha sefer. Okay, all of a sudden he has a shayla here. Question. Shayla! Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu! His Talmidim asked him, explain to us, Rabbi, Mashakosim Maraz Kavod HaTeirosoi B'Lavush Malchus Chelik HaTcheles that Kosim Shem Rabbeinu. You write over there, Hashem Baruch Hu Beis Baruch Tzayi B'Shachas Hu Ki Ha'achas Yoy LeBrocha Achmarin Shalim Medion Koydim B'Koshuli. How could you say this, Rabbi? With this chat that we just said, how could you say this? V'chi Roy LaHasik L'Chathchila Ben HaMaisa LeBrocha V'chol Shein Hesik K'zeh Shushin As Keva Mitosar V'Vlad Shein Yoyser Kavu Mishal Yoyim. You're sleeping the whole night. That's a hesek in the learning. If I eat cookies and I go and I disappear and I go to sleep for 10 hours, they can't make a bracha achrayna after. So how can I make a bracha achrayna after I'm done learning? That's what he has a shayla here. I feel that the evil of bracha shem ma'is b'yom zachar le'matzinu. There's no concept. You can make a bracha. Tshuva ma'ashem temasa b'chiru l'hatzid chetchil t'mihani mo'ed alecha. He says, I have a kash on you. And the Lush says, you have a cash on me, I have a big cash on you. But he's a nikri hefsik l'chadchil mihimashik asafi. That's a hefsik according to what I wrote. Ve'emes keinu adin shechayim adin lagid ba'afilu b'mitase achi yishtok avishina. A person has a chiyuv to learn until when he's on his bed. The Rosh says it clearly. That's why I'm learning every second. Ve'em kein hefsik hashinin el onus. He's an onus. He's an onus. He couldn't help it. I'm laying in bed. I'm learning, I'm trying to learn as much as I can. I'm going to stay up as long as I can. I'm going to sit, I'm going to learn. And I'm going to be honest, I fall asleep, I'm an honest. Therefore, he's at the Eved. You're right. It's certainly better not to do that. You're right. But the Maisa, you're still allowed to make a bracha achrayna because it was an honest. It wasn't on purpose. Like, It's a ma'aseh tzinayus. It was I couldn't control it. Umali hubi yoy may be a mezachah. Kiv shem shachayus a yom shachah. Vasher tisul the mercy of the bracha achrayin shalachila shem shachah. May have nedesh ain kandimim klal. The shayla he also said. He said like when you eat food. If you eat food, like we said, and the food you don't feel in your stomach anymore, you're not satiated from it anymore, you're not allowed to make the bracha achrayin. He says that so when you wake up in the morning, he says you're not satiated from it anymore, from the Torah, that was yesterday's Torah, so how can I make a bracha achrayin? He says that stomach is silly. Nearly she'en kan dimyan klal, you can't even compare achila of food to this, of Torah. The hasam achash in his achal, after you finish eating, and it already gets through the digestive system, ain't dover bo'oil ma'is achila, you have no hangover from that achila anymore. It's gone, it goes through your system, you're done. You're not from the food, not from the taste is gone, you enjoyed that geschmack piece of steak. It's gone, that's it. Now 3 hours later, it's all gone, it's in the past. But over here, by Torah, man is achol shayach into dama ashkocha leikol. You could compare it. You're hearing tonight. Tomorrow morning, you're going to wake up. You're not going to remember that the first bracha is a bracha achrayin. You're going to remember it. So how can you say I had nothing from this? When you eat a steak, I have nothing from it the next day. But this you have. As long as he remembers it, it's still there. It's in my belly. I have a tears in me. It's in me. Different shot. There's two brachas, because one, like we said, is a birchas hanenin. You're having hanoah from the Torah. I have to think the Rebbeinu Shalom and have hanoah from it. And the second thing is, the mitzvah is also a mitzvah. It's a birchas a mitzvah. Moshem baruch and shtei brachas ala matzah shal mitzvah, afila in l'irak his eyes, yishan noros ha'gruf sheish matzahs, mitzvahs ha'shem baruch and birchas mitzvah baruch sanenin. Achim b'chiz. Pesach ha'kabonos. On Pesach ha'night, we also make two brachas, he says. Alright, we make two brachas. We make a bracha on the matzah, and the birchas, there's two brachas. One is on achila, and one is on the mitzvah. Two brachas. So over here too, the Torah, number one, we have hanah from it. That's one bracha. And the second bracha we have is a bracha on mitzvahs. And that's two different shots. But it's unbelievable what the Lubavitch is saying. How we have to understand the Torah. We have to live with the Torah. The Torah has to be, we have to be one with the Torah. The Torah has to be what we're made of, because without the Torah, there's no world.
So it makes sense to you, go from one bracha to the other, or we're ending, we're saying the bracha chrona from last night, and now we go right to saying,
there's a new mitzvah every day. Every day when you wake up in the morning is a new mitzvah.
But do you think it makes sense to have like nothing in between?
No.
I don't know, I'm just thinking.
I wasn't misaking it, but that's what he's saying. He's saying is you don't need to have anything in between. Make a bracha achrayin, now you're done. You're not allowed to say anything in between, he's saying, because now I got to make a bracha satayr in the morning. You can't, what do you want to say? The psukim we say after. You have to say the birach Hashem b'shmecha. Those are things you can only say after you made a bracha satayr. If you didn't make a bracha satayr, you're not allowed to even say them.
So in other words, there's no moment in a person's life that he really should be not learning to.
You got it. Baruch Hashem. Sometimes you go, you could say a shir, and you could talk and talk and talk, and you think nobody heard a word you said. Baruch Hashem. So happy to hear it. So the ikkar is, it's unbelievable what the Levush is saying. It's a real yisrael, if we can even think about this. It's a Levush Shita, but even to just have this concept in mind of what we're doing. First of all, again, two things, that it's a birchas hamitzvah and birchas hanenin, but more, the hashkafa of that when you go to sleep, tonight you can go to sleep, you're sitting there trying to take a mishnayis, take something and learn, and then you're going to fall asleep, you can't get out. If you ever have a problem falling asleep, you know what you should do? Take out a sefer. It's a hard put you to sleep right away. That's a given. You know, you take out a book, you try to fall asleep. Yeah, it might be. It's a good book, not a good book.
I do the same thing for Parnassus. I don't have Parnassus. Start learning.
Okay. That's it. He wants you to go work. You see that? There you go. And that's it. So it's unbelievable. Have a good night.